Village Around Lake, Committee of the Whole, May 2nd, 2016.
I'd like to call the order for the Village Around Lake, Committee of the Whole meeting, May 2nd, 2016, 7:14 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call. Thank you, Madam Clerk. May I get a motion for item 2.1, approve the minutes of the Committee of the Whole meeting of April 18, 2016.
So
motion made by Trustee Trippon, seconded by Trustee Newby. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any further public comment? If not, let's move on to Public Works. Director Wheelos.
Mr. Mayor, trustees. Two items here for you this evening. The first one is the Lake County Full Rock Salt bid was sent out and bids were received. The lowest bidder was Morton Salt. The village put in for 1,200 tons of salt this year. Last year we had put in for 1,800 tons. 500 of those tons being earmarked for the school district. The school district is getting their salt from another municipality this year and will not be joining us in our bid. That's why we reduced our tonnage. We're recommending that we go ahead with the Morton Salt bid. It is cheaper than last year's price and cheaper than what we had budgeted for the time. We have an entire salt barn filled up to the rafters.
That's what I thought. Okay. So, good. No, it was cheaper this year, huh?
Yes.
Thank you, Adam. We'll move this forward.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone.
The second item I have for you this evening is a request to purchase playground mulch from Cedar Valley Express Mower for the playground and Magnolia Lane in the Circle Line neighborhood. The mulch level there is on the low side. It needs to be brought up. We've had to do this before in the past, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and they haven't purchased the mulch. I talked to the Round Lake Park District, and they were the ones who recommended Cedar Valley Express Mower. They used it quite a bit, and said they worked out fine in the past. Ended up being the cheapest quote that I received.
Thank you, Adam. Everybody fine?
Yeah.
Move it forward.
Thank you. The next item is the Metro Lock resurfacing work. The much anticipated project is finally all through permitting. It went out to bid last week. Bids will be due next week. Yep, next week, Tuesday. So I wanted to bring this to you tonight so that I can bring the final bids to you on the regular agenda at the next board meeting for approval on the regular agenda so we can keep the progress going as quickly as possible. The plans are in my office if anybody wants to take a look at the plans and specs. The bid documents are on the village website online. The engineer's estimate of probable cost is $225,225, which is greater than the budgeted amount of $189,000. These are obviously estimated costs. We won't know the actual cost until bids come in next week. So my recommendation is, before you make a decision on whether or not we should approve the project, we wait and see what the bid prices come in at.
Where are
we
getting money from?
We don't know if it's higher.
No idea at all.
What money?
Okay, well, that may be a bad question next time we meet.
Our trustee salaries have just gone down the tubes.
You know, the other thing too, when I was just talking with Mr. Shields about the topic, this has been sitting on IDOT permitting desk for 2 years. We haven't adjusted the budget for that 2 year period. Right now oil prices are low. The cost of asphalt may be lower than what the engineering company thinks. Maybe it will come in under. Feel pretty good that it will be over, correct?
Yes.
Any further discussion? Thank you. We'll move forward with whatever that number is when we come back.
Along with the Metro Community Lot Improvements, I'm requesting permission to hire Banks and Woodman to provide construction services to oversee the Metro Lot Improvement construction. They've submitted a proposal, which is attached in your packet. Banks and Woodman has done work for us before. Their work has been satisfactory to date. Due to the sensitive nature of the project, I prefer to go to Banks and Woodman because we have a standing relationship and I can trust their people.
All right, we'll move this forward. Thank you, Adam.
The biggest item that I have for tonight is requesting permission to purchase a new 5-yard dump truck. This will be used mainly for snow plowing operations in the winter. Along with that, requesting permission to sell truck number 56, one of our existing box trucks. I have attached a picture of truck 56 in my packet. It's the big yellow dump truck that was purchased at auction several years ago. The truck is in need of several repairs, including hydraulic hoses. The dump body is starting to rust out. The plow moldboard is starting to fall apart. And we had a few issues with it this past winter. We were able to patch it back together and make use of it, but to bank on it surviving another winter without any major repairs, I think, would be a foolhardy plan. I'd like to sell it at auction now while it's still together and running, and purchase a new plow truck to replace it. The new plow truck will be very similar to the one that we purchased last year. A few minor tweaks for different things that we noticed in the last build that needed to get upgraded or changed, but it's basically the same plow truck that we've had before. We're trying to keep all of our new equipment consistent for ease of operation and maintenance. And we're requesting permission to sole source this truck through International for the chassis and Monroe for the dump body. Both International and Monroe were the state bid winners for the Illinois State Joint Purchasing Program, so we know that they're very competitively priced in the market. I'd like permission, if the board sees fit, to order this truck with your permission tonight. The sooner we can get our order in, the sooner we can get the plow truck delivered. Most municipalities have a May 1 fiscal year, and so this is the time of year where all municipalities are putting in their quotes for plow trucks. So the longer we wait, the further down on the list we get, and the less likely we are to have it before winter. There's no guarantee that we will get it before winter, but the sooner we put our order in, the better off the odds are.
Charles, the truck is one of Austin. What, we didn't have that truck, didn't we? Did a year or two ago?
Truck 56?
Yeah.
I believe it was about 5 years ago.
Yeah,
that was after the snow again. I believe it was 2011 or 2012.
Okay.
Didn't we have that in like 3 or 4 repairs last year?
Yeah, I'm not saying not because of it, but because of that.
We've had in the summer 2012.
times there has to be a plan.
Everybody fine?
Yeah.
Move it forward, Adam. Will this one be the...
Will
this one be the proper length?
Yes.
Thank you.
But you're not going to get it for probably 90 or 4 days anyway, so that's fine. But you don't have to have money for it right now, right?
Correct.
But you're just going to get the order. So, yeah, that's fine.
Very good. Move it forward.
The last item I'd like to talk to you about is upgrading the truck that we just took possession of, the 5-yard plow truck that we ordered last year. There was some miscommunication during construction of the truck, and the chassis was built 20 inches too long, or 20 inches longer than we had ordered, I should say. The mistake was not caught until Monroe International delivered the truck to us a couple weeks ago, and we discovered that there was a gap between the body of the bed of the truck and the cab of the truck, and you can see the gap in the picture that I've included in the package. I've had discussions with both Monroe and International, made them aware of the problem. We discussed what our options are and what possible solutions are to fix the problem. Monroe and International both offered us a monetary discount, and Monroe went a little further to offer us some reduced rates to install additional liquid tanks in that gap, an additional pump, and an additional spray bar on the back so that we can use the truck for pre-wet treatment of our boats. The pre-wet system, if you're not familiar, would be put down before a storm. And it's the lines of liquid that we put down on the pavement.
It's features, right?
Yes.
Yeah, or something similar to that. And it keeps the ice and the snow from packing to the roads. It kind of creates a bond breaker. So it makes it easier for us to clear snow when we do plow, and when we have ice events, it keeps the ice from forming on the pavement. In this year's budget, we had included, I believe, $18,000 for a slip-in anti-icing unit, which is a 1,000-gallon tank that will slide in to the bed of the truck. Now, when you're not using it, you would take it out and it sits on a stand. I think that with the additional tanks being added to this truck, we may be able to forego the purchase of that slide-in unit. This would be about half the capacity of that. We've got 480 gallons for this truck, as opposed to the 1,000 gallons for the slide-in. But it's a significantly less expensive option, and it may be enough to do what we need to do. We won't really know until we start doing a real pre-wet system. Before, all we've had is a 300-gallon tank that just grabbed the bed off the back.
And the new truck that you're ordering, are you planning on having that system on the new truck?
No, we are not. This would be the only one.
So this will take care of the gap in the back. We get it at a discounted rate system. You get to save money. I guess that's a win-win all the way around.
Would these tanks be permanently placed on this truck, or would they be removable soon?
No, they would be permanently placed in the gap.
Okay.
But
it's kind of a deal. So we could have lemonade out of those runners.
That's exactly how we're looking at it, yeah.
Well, it's better to keep the back of the truck open for our things, so I think it's a great idea. Yeah, you can save money and kill the brutal one as well.
Sounds like you have approval. We'll move it forward.
Sometimes mistakes are a good thing.
We hope so. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Adam. Sue?
Memorial Day Parade, I'm assuming that, we just have to decide if everyone's going, or do we want to be in it, and have Public Works get the truck ready. Everybody in?
In for the summer? Yeah, this year I'll be around decorating, because I won't be back for the whole city until late Friday, so.
Do you expect some of the people?
No, I'm sorry. I'm going to do it a bit.
I don't know if they'll want to open the barn for us, but...
No, I'm in.
So, we're all in?
We're in.
I mean, what time you decorate depends on if I can be there.
Okay, well.
Well, you always do it in the morning, right?
No, last year we did it at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we did it at 1 o'clock on Friday.
And I'll still give all the candy and whatnot.
Okay.
We don't need any bones. We got enough bones.
We got enough bones.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you. Chief.
Mr. Mayor, I'm just looking for the agenda item summary that needs to be part of the agenda tonight. Is the request to purchase 3 2017 police utility intercepted SUVs like we have this year. We'd like to buy 3 of them. We were able to get 3 quotes back. The lowest one was from Curry Motors out of Frankfurt for $23,318 each, for a total of $78,954, which includes delivery. The second lowest was Cunis Country Ford in Antioch at 27,587 each for $82,761. Landmark Ford House, Springfield, came in with the third lowest control at $83,877 for the 3 of them. And then Victor Ford out of Wakanda at $84,918. So we're requesting to make that purchase from Curry Motors for 3 spring utility police departments.
We have not already talked to the chief about this.
Everybody quiet? Congratulations, Chief. Great looking fleet.
I think we're ready for the party.
If you'd like to pile up the sheet.
Last item on committee, the whole agenda, Mr. Shields.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Board of Trustees. The agenda item summary in front of you is more of a, for your information, that this process is continuing for the old Thundercroft Class E chassis building. I think I have the wrong address on the agenda, but the correct address is on the agenda item summary. We've been working together with the village attorney and administrator on a new lease agreement. It's quite lengthy. We have some different information in there than in the past, so for any of you, just a summary. We had a conference call last week to go over my questions and some of their comments. In addition, in the packet is a list of items that need to be fixed. I have a staff member from the police department helping me out with this. They will be back tomorrow to hopefully start at least the roof. I believe I asked the board last time to give me at least the ability to go out and get the roof done, sole source it and come back, which the cost. There is budgeted $30,000 for this building. It is ours and it does look terrible. It's something we should have kept up a long time ago. There is still a lot of stuff in the building. I didn't know that. Anybody wants to see pictures? I have them in my office. I don't know if public works can take scrap or we're just going to call and take scrap all over the place if we don't want. But it's more of an informational piece to tell the board that we're moving forward with this item. And if there's any questions about that.
Is the
box changing? I have to ask Kevin. I still do, but I don't know if it's going to change yet. We can get a lot of key stuff.
Maybe if we get in touch with a recycling house, maybe they'd like to come and just
take it. That's what we're wondering. I don't know, carburetors and stuff like that, or work on these things.
What about the new people that they want to take it?
That's
the other thing. Yeah.
That's the other thing, yes. You're absolutely right.
All the electric on the inside, the furnace, all that stuff.
Furnace is going to be checked. There's a couple outlets that need to be GFI. There is a list. That shows up.
You can have a Friday project just called New York as a commercial business. They usually do a
inspection.
They left that made the list for safety reasons at least.
And our electrician will be in there at the bar if he has ready.
Okay. So, the building needs some tender lemon kickers. That's the least.
when I looked at the building with the mason, that's considering the tuck pointing, spot pointing, whatever you want to call it. The other thing that we noticed is at each end of the building, the east end and west end, in the peak of it, there's shiplap cedar boards right in the peak. And those things are really weathered, probably starting to rot. I doubt very much that they would take stain very well. Just to let Ted be aware of that could probably need to be addressed. I would assume the roofer could probably look at it.
And the roofer would, usually wrap.
Well, it wraps around. I mean, you know, it's kind of attached to it.
Oh, is it on the soffit, or is it?
No, it's on the side of the building. But I mean, the roofer is simple. It's simple carpet. It's just that it's so weathered, it's rotting. So I don't know if you could drive a nail into it to even point it out. Just an observation. Thank you. Any new topics? Thank you, everybody. May I get a motion to adjourn? Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Trifon. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 7:34.